This episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Join millions of students already learning on Skillshare with 2 months free. Just go to skillshare.com/AC to get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So at some point in your career, you're going to get stuck. And by stuck, I mean you're not going to know how to get to the next level. You're going to feel like you're using the same old skills, but you're not growing any longer. If we want to continue to thrive over time, we have to be in a process of continuous growth, sharpening our craft, sharpening our perspective, learning to connect dots in new ways, learning to make different kinds of intuitive leaps. So when we feel stuck, how do we move beyond that phase that we're in our career? How do we continue to grow? Well, today I want to talk about the common places where we get stuck and what we can do about it. I want to share some insights from my book, Louder Than Words, which came out in 2015, about how we develop over time our capacity to create new kinds of value. We're going to talk about the phases of growth, the couple of phases that we get stuck in, and how we move beyond them. Before we jump in, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. So Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creators, for entrepreneurs, and for curious people everywhere. If you want to have a satisfying career and a satisfying life, you need to commit to continual growth. You have to be learning new skills continuously. It's what we're going to talk about on the episode today. And Skillshare is your partner in doing so. You can take classes in illustration, graphic design. Maybe you want to learn a new design discipline. Great. Skillshare probably has a course to help you do that. Photography. Maybe some of you are designers, but you want to learn how to take better photographs. Great. There are definitely courses there. UI and UX design, creative writing. This is something that's benefited me in my own writing of my books. Animation, fine art, film and video, marketing, productivity, entrepreneurship. Whatever you want to learn, Skillshare is there to keep you learning and thriving. So whether you're picking up a new skill for your day job, you're trying to figure out a side project, or maybe you just want to develop a passion or a hobby, Skillshare has classes for you. Listen, lifelong learning is critical to you if you want to continue growing. There's research showing that people who learn new skills over the course of time have a more deeply satisfying life and a more productive career. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for listeners of the Axon Creative Podcast. You can get 2 months of Skillshare absolutely free. No charge. 2 months absolutely free. Skillshare is offering 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes absolutely free. There's nothing to lose, friends. So to sign up, just go to skillshare.com/AC. Again, that's skillshare.com/AC to start your 2 months now. That's skillshare.com/AC. And we thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right. A while ago, I was meeting with a young leader named Jessica, and she said, "I'm just stale. I don't know how to go to the next level. I feel stuck." And I could tell that Jessica was really struggling. The funny thing is that her career was going really well. She was earning acclaim for her company. She'd been promoted recently. From the outside, it seemed like all the engines were firing on cue, but inside, she felt like she was stalled out. And this is a key dichotomy for many of us as creative pros. It can seem to everybody outside that we're doing really well, that we're producing the best work of our life, but inside, we feel like we're just not quite cutting it anymore. We're not growing. Jessica wasn't really stuck. She just felt that way because the next step wasn't really clear for her. In truth, there are two places where the path becomes obscured for us as creative pros, and people commonly feel stuck. They're unable to get to the next level, and they become paralyzed with the fear that their best days might be behind them. Have you ever felt that way? I think all of us have. You know, even the people that you admire the most at some point have that thought, maybe my best days are behind me. However, once you begin to identify a couple of sticking points, your next steps become a little more apparent. So I want to talk about those sticking points today. Where is it that we begin to feel stuck and how do we begin to move beyond that? So in my book, Louder Than Words, that I mentioned a few minutes ago, I wrote about how the best and most resonant creative pros take their work to the next level over and over and over rather than stalling out. And some people don't do this. And frankly, they're the people who are still doing the same work they did 15 years ago, right? They haven't gone to the next level. They're not growing any longer. So in chapter 3 of Louder Than Words, I described 4 phases of growth and how we progress through them over time. And I've talked about this on the show before. You can go back and probably find episodes about each of these phases if you want to dive into this a little deeper, or just if you go to bookcast.net, there's an entire series on Louder Than Words that I did in 2015. And also, obviously, you can check out the book Louder Than Words. All right. So the 4 phases of growth are discovery, emulation, divergence, and crisis. So the danger zones for us wanting to sustain brilliant work are emulation and crisis. So discovery phase is when you discover some new thing that you want to learn, right? It's some new passion, some new skill, some new area that you want to explore, something that you think would take you to the next level, something that seems really interesting. The way that we grow is by emulating other people. So maybe, like we mentioned Skillshare a few minutes ago, maybe you begin taking a class and you begin emulating your instructor in your class. That's the way that you develop the skill, is by emulating other people. And everybody does this. Songwriters emulate other songwriters. Designers emulate and copy other designers, right? Managers emulate their manager until they develop their own voice as a manager. This is just what we do. It's common. The problem is that over time, simply emulating or copying other people isn't going to get you where you want to be. At some point, you have to diverge. At some point, you have to choose to sail perpendicular to the shoreline, not parallel to the shoreline. You have to begin experimenting, taking risks, trying new things. This is when you develop your unique voices, when you begin applying your unique perspective, your unique intuition to the work. But then we inevitably hit crisis phase. Crisis phase is when we're still doing all the things we've always done. We're still producing work. It seems like the work that we're doing is great, but the problem is we feel like we're stuck. We've sort of hit the top of the mountain, and we're not sure if we have the energy to begin climbing the next mountain. And so that's why emulation and crisis are the danger zones for us if we want to sustain brilliant work. In emulation phase, when you're copying, you're learning, you're developing basic skills by emulating others who already perform a task well. So if you're a designer developing your own voice, you might choose to emulate someone who's farther along the path than you, who has a distinctive style. However, once you achieve a certain level of skill, you have to make a decision. Am I going to continue emulating and reap the immediate benefits that come from short-term attention for my work, right? There's a lot of benefit that comes from just copying other people and getting paid for it. Or am I going to choose to diverge, which means begin making intuitive leaps with my work and defining my own style? So this is the first crisis that we face. Am I going to continue just copying everyone else, or am I going to try to do something unique? Am I going to try to apply my own style? The first way, you know, just emulating other people can come with immediate financial returns. I'm just going to copy other people and get paid for it, right? It's the quickest path to getting paid. But diverging means developing something unique that I will become known for, and that can be a better long-term solution for us. So in truth, emulation phase can be very comfortable. You become adept enough to earn recognition for your work and you get immediate results. However, you're not really developing your voice. You're simply mimicking someone else's. So you must choose between staying in a place of relative comfort and safety and beginning to make bold, unique decisions with your work. That's the first place we tend to get stuck. The second place where we get stuck, and this was the case with Jessica, by the way, is in crisis phase. So in crisis phase, you've defined a unique body of work and people recognize you as highly contributive and identifiable. You've made bold decisions, but now what once seemed risky to you has become commonplace. Those intuitive leaps you were making as you were developing your own style, your own voice, now seem commonplace. You're no longer taking new territory. You're simply protecting what you've already done. So many people wallow in crisis phase because they're afraid of trying something new. They feel failure would be a stain on their reputation. This is why a lot of people don't continue to grow, because to grow means to be vulnerable. It means to take risks. It means to try new things. It means potentially looking stupid. And some people don't want to do that. So they remain in that place of relative predictability where they're just doing what they've always done. Even if they're known for something unique, they just keep doing the thing that they've always done instead of continuing to grow. In essence, they're emulating a past form of themselves. So there are really 2 choices that you can make in crisis phase. The first choice is you can go back to the first phase, back to discovery, and you can discover a new skill or new area to develop in your work. You can begin emulating somebody else and try to adapt what you know to what they're doing and see if maybe you can develop a new way of expressing yourself. Or you can stay where you are and begin the long decline into stagnancy and mediocrity, because if you're not growing, then you're dying. So you're going to go through these phases many times in your life: discovery, emulation, divergence, crisis. Back to discovery, emulation, divergence, crisis. You're going to go through these phases many times in your life and work, and you might be in different areas of growth in different areas of your life, right? Different phases in different areas. The key is to not allow yourself to get stuck and to continue to push forward so that your body of work reflects your best attributes, not your biggest fears. This is the thing. Your body of work at the end of your life is going to represent either the sum of your greatest accomplishments or the sum of your greatest compromises. It's either going to be medius ochreus, halfway up the rugged mountain, mediocre, or it's going to represent your best effort. Even if you failed, that's okay, because it's not just what you do, it's how you do it that matters in the end. So once I pointed all of this out to Jessica, she was able to identify a few new ways to develop her skills and to continue up the growth curve. It was difficult at first because she was afraid of appearing incompetent. Of course, right? Everybody is. But that quickly faded, and now she's doing great. So to follow in Jessica's footsteps, keep moving, keep growing, and refuse to stagnate. Remember the four phases: discovery, emulation, divergence, and crisis. And remember that you need to continue pushing up the rugged mountain, even when things get tough, if you want to have a career and a life that is satisfying, productive, contributive, and that's reflective of your best. Okay? Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there, or go to accidentalcreative.com/subscribe to get the weekly email where I dive deeper into these topics. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.